Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Many parts of the world are currently experiencing very high temperatures. In the United States, 100 million people across 27 states are on alert for extremely high temperatures across an expanding heat dome stretching from coast to coast. While in Europe, extremes of over 40 degrees have already hit Greece, Romania, Germany and Serbia. In the Middle East, at least 1,300 people died during the Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca, where temperatures hit 51.8 degrees, according to the official press agency in Saudi Arabia. And as growing swathes of the globe are suffering under blistering heat for longer periods during the summer months, scientists are warning of the effects of extreme heat on the brain. Well, Damien Bailey is a physiology and biochemistry professor at the University of South Wales and says that no matter how intelligent or how fit you might think you are, if you're going out in 40 degree temperatures, even if you're well prepared, you are running the gauntlet. And Damien is with us now. Good morning to you, Damien.
Morning, Claire.
So you say that for anyone going outside for a walk in temperatures above 40 degrees, that's a gamble, no matter how ready you think you are for that heat.
Yeah, exactly. I think you need to on the side of caution. I mean, as you mentioned, we've seen an explosion of heat-related deaths at this time of year with the heat waves. And one of the best things that we can do as intelligent humans is to seek shade and to get out of those oppressive temperatures.
And what happens to the brain when the temperatures get to that level above 40?
Well, the brain is the sensor, if you like. It houses this little diamond-shaped structure called the hypothalamus, and that's our central thermostat. So it's constantly, your brain at the moment, all of our listeners' brains at the moment, are tasting the blood that flows through that hypothalamus, and it's incredibly, incredibly sensitive to temperature changes as low as 0.01 degrees centigrade. So as our blood warms up, that hypothalamus then sends out lots of different signals across to the body to say, look, it's getting warm, the brain is getting warm, the temperatures are rising, and we need to do something about it. Sweating is a great first-line defense, as an example.
So sweating happens, but if the temperature continues to rise, what happens next?
Well, as humans, we've evolved this incredible selective advantage of being able to sweat. And for the most part, sweating is a very effective way to dissipate energy to the environment. And we've got to obviously replace the fluids as we are sweating. But heat exhaustion, when we sweat so much and the temperatures are starting to rise, we can start to feel faint or dizzy, cool, pale, clammy skin. We might feel nauseous or vomiting and muscle cramps. And these are all warning signs that ambient temperature is rising too high. And no matter what we're doing, it's not enough. And the next phase then, which is a medical condition, of course, is heat stroke. And that really then becomes an emergency.
And then if you have somebody who is out on a hike, and I know as I'm saying this, people will be thinking of the very high profile case of Michael Mosley, who I believe you knew, Damien, and people were so shocked to hear that somebody who was so fit and well and healthy and focused on his health. And we don't know the cause of death, we should say, but we do know he was hiking, which makes me think of what happens in those circumstances where you can become confused about very simple decisions that you would be taking in any other circumstance.
Absolutely. Michael was a good friend of ours. We'd done a number of programs with Michael, and an exceptionally intelligent, knowledgeable chap that knew about the dangers. And as you rightfully say, we're not entirely sure from the coroner's report at the moment. But, you know, again, we want to take a positive from a negative there. And the positive that one would take is that, make no bones about it, our ability to make decisions are going to be impaired when we are in hot, humid environments. We're losing fluid from the body. We can sweat up to as much as 4 litres per hour. And if we're not replacing those fluids, of course, it's a ticking time bomb. And the brain needs blood flow to itself to provide this all-important fuel in the form of oxygen and glucose. And as blood flow to the brain decreases, because we breathe a little bit too much, we pant, and also because we've lost fluid, our mental gymnastics, our ability to make the correct decisions, are going to become inextricably impaired, and it can become very, very dangerous.
I know in the UK, temperatures are very high today. We had high temperatures here in Ireland yesterday, not so today, but we do live in a part of the world where we seek out the high temperatures, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm lucky enough to have married a southern French wife. So she's actually down in Montpellier at the moment, and it's 34 degrees centigrade. And it's a cultural difference, Claire. The way my wife, as a southern French native, would behave in hot conditions here in the UK, she doesn't run outside. She doesn't want to expose herself to the heat without sun cream and without a hat. She actually seeks active shade. Whereas here in the UK and Ireland, of course, typically with these heat waves, people see it as a great opportunity to get down to the beach and expose themselves to these high temperatures. So again, I don't want to melodramatize this. People should enjoy these wonderful temperatures, but we need to give those temperatures respect, everything in balance, and we need to be really well prepared.
And are we talking about modifying behavior only at the point where the temperatures are around the 40 degree mark? Or are you saying we should be careful if it's above average in any way, say above 27?
Well, a heat wave here in Wales, for example, it's 3 days, 25 degrees centigrade. And I know tomorrow, I think you've got 22, 23 degrees centigrade predicted for Dublin. So, you know, these are, for us, these are warm temperatures. And whenever a heat wave is announced, if there's a yellow warning, we need to plan accordingly. We need to drink plenty of fluids. We need to avoid excess alcohol and caffeine. We need to dress appropriately. We need to slow down when it's hot, certainly not to be exercising in the midday sun. And to go indoors, as I mentioned earlier, on one of the fundamental behaviors as humans, we've got the intelligence to be able to make that concerted decision to seek shade and to get out of the heat. So again, everything in balance.
Damien, great to talk to you. Thank you very much for taking the time. Damien Bailey there, Professor of Physiology at the University of South Wales.